We're live here from Gillette. It's a Patriots Monday. WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan, Andy Hart. Nice to have you with us here today on a dark day here for the Patriots. A brutal, brutal loss overseas. You know that matters to the owners. You know it matters to everybody right now. Team really in turmoil as you have players taking shots to the media, taking shots on social media. You have the coach calling the team soft and walking it back today, which, by the way, we haven't played that yet. You just heard Drake May responding to it right there, and I thought he handled it pretty well.
Sure.
The answer to that question. He's like, you know, I don't really think he was talking about me, but in general, yeah, we're playing soft. We got to be tougher. We got to be this. We got to be that. Gerard Mayo then came on the Greg Hill show this morning, and I don't want to say he completely walked it back, but boy, did he couch that soft comment. If we have it, Joe, here's Gerard Mayo today. After a follow-up question, I think it was Curtis, although Greg was asking about, they were all asking about the soft comments. I mean, that was the big headline of the post-game press conference. Here's Gerard Mayo this morning. Listen to how his tune changed.
Do you feel like you have the right leaders in the locker room that can, if it becomes necessary for teammates to motivate teammates, do you have the right guys?
Yeah, I feel like we do. And once again, let me correct it. It's not that we have a soft football team. We're playing soft.
Okay. So he had already said it a couple of times.
Many
that was maybe
times.
The third or fourth time he said it during the course of the interview. He was very adamant about putting that out there and correcting the record and saying, no, the team's not soft. They're just playing soft, which, okay, like whatever. That's what he means, you know? Like, yeah, you're soft. You're playing soft. Soft teams play soft. That's the way it works. Tough teams usually don't go out there and get their asses steamrolled by Tank Bigsby. That's not how tough teams, you know, guys who motivate each other, all that other stuff he was talking about, that's generally not what comes from that. If you're a soft team, and I'm sorry, Bill Belichick, no, they're not soft. They're just not being coached right. I agree, they're not being coached right, but they're also soft. Like, that was a soft performance. I'm sorry. I don't know how you could call it anything else.
And isn't it just an extension? Because elsewhere in the interview this morning, he used the old Parcells, we are what our record says we are. We're a 1-6 football team. Well, you're also what your performance says you are. And your performance yesterday said you're a soft football team. You led another team in the National Football League.
Yep.
This was not the proverbial, what if an NFL team played a college team or something? This was not like any of that.
Nope.
No, you didn't have any arms tied behind your back. There were no, like, rules put in place. This was no 2-on-3 wrestling retirement match, anything.
Mm-hmm.
This was a fair football game where the other team ran the ball 19 straight times. If you don't want to, you know, say you're soft, you don't have to say it. I can just put the game on and watch. And the performance on the field says what you are, just like your record says what you are at this point. And that's not to say you can't dig out of it.
Right.
Could you come out and play better next week, the week after? And I think there is that gray area there. But they've also shown, I think, for me personally, and I'm not extrapolating from Gerard Mayo. This is just my personal. You're also soft if you're going to social media to bitch and whine.
Yeah, that's
you're
soft.
Also soft if you're going to the media to bitch and whine instead of maybe having a conversation with a teammate or with somebody who you think's a problem.
Absolutely.
Those are also aspects of a soft team, a soft culture, a soft locker room, because it's not easy. I always say to be a leader, you can't be afraid to be an a-hole.
Yep.
You have to have some a-hole in you to be a leader, because if you want to be liked all the time, you can't lead. Because leading means sometimes you need to tell people something they don't want to hear.
Right.
Or what they're not doing well.
Especially if things are going badly.
Right. You're 1-6. You've lost 6 games in a row. You just got embarrassed in London. You've been embarrassed on both sides of the pond. You've been embarrassed at Gillette Stadium. You've been embarrassed at MetLife Stadium. Sooner or later, if you have any sort of spine, don't you get sick of being embarrassed?
You would think.
Like, don't you bow up and do something about it? This team hasn't.
Okay, that begs the question then, and I think this is a legitimate one. Is this team soft or just bad?
Probably a fair question.
You know, like, there's one thing to say, well, these guys are much better than they're playing. They're just playing soft. It's another thing to say these guys on the offensive line are a bunch of practice squatters. You know, you got a bunch of Jags out there on the defense now, and there's injuries, sure, but it's not like you had a bunch of great depth on this team or anything. Your wide receiver room's not very good. We know that. Your running game is very hit or miss, especially with Stevenson's coming off an injury. You know, you don't have a lot to work with. I think there's a fair question there. Like, yeah, they didn't look very tough in that game, but they also just may not be very good. Like, you may just suck.
They're
and
definitely
a difference
not good.
Between you suck and you're soft.
I think
two different things.
And I always go back to, do you want to get better? Sure. Are you capable?
Right.
I don't know if you're capable of doing the job, if you're capable of stopping the run. I think you can put up more of a fight than 19 straight runs, though. Something schematically, something whatever. Because I didn't even almost feel, shouldn't there have been some signs of frustration? I don't know if I even really saw signs of frustration. Like, Julius Peppers. Ah, Jabril Peppers, not Julius.
Not
Jabril Peppers.
Mm-hmm.
A, we know he was the most physical player on the defense.
Yeah.
He certainly set a tone. Last couple of years. Remember the hit on Jalen Hurts, the fumble. Like, he sets a tone.
Remember the hit on Davante Adams.
Absolutely.
Lit him up.
And you've lost that. That's just a reality. He's not back there. Is Kyle Duggar not capable of bringing that kind of an impact? He's a big, athletic, physical. He should be able to.
When's the last big hit he's had? That's a good question.
That's kind of where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I know if you're playing, I don't want to say conservative football, but doing all the aspects of your job, maybe you're not looking to lay the lumber all the time. If I were getting the ball run down my throat 19 straight times and I'm a Kyle Duggar or I'm one of these linebackers, I think I'm just selling out to hit somebody.
Yeah.
I may miss the tackle. I may give up. Whatever. We're being embarrassed. And I would like to try to stop it here, to like send a message.
I remember Peppers like doing a flip. Remember, he was trying to stop.
Yes, diving up, right.
Comes flying through the screen. You're like, was that Jabril Peppers?
Right. Yeah. I feel like somebody should have done something to just impart any feeling of, we're embarrassed, we're not going to take this any. And I'm not calling for like cheap shots.
Right.
But physicality, fight. Like, they were just taking it. Oh, yeah, we'll just take the 8-yard run, and then we'll line up again and take the next 8-yard run. And I just, it was a soft performance. There's no way to get around it. Now, if you want to parse the words, Gerard, and I also wonder, why did he do that?
Good question. I don't think anyone told him to. Who would tell him to?
I feel like somebody.
Ownership? You think someone in ownership was like, hey, don't call him soft?
I'm legit asking the question because I don't know.
I think he had a crisis of confidence. I think the way Gerard Mayo runs this team is he runs it in a way that he would have liked it to have been run when he was playing, right? Like all the things that when he was playing, he would like his coach to do in order, because he was a good player and he was sort of out there and, you know, leave me alone, I know what I'm doing. And he kind of wants that, or to express that and show that you can win that way to these players. I think that that's sort of his thing. Like, this is what I would have wanted my coach to respond if I said this or if I did this or whatever. I'd like my coach to behave this way. Mm-hmm. And I think he said that because he was upset after the game, and then he thought about it and he said, you know, if they had called me soft, I wouldn't have liked that. So he came back out and couched it. I think that's
possible.
I think that's how he runs the team. No information. That's just sort of watching him and the way he does things and the way he operates. It seems like that's at the forefront of his mind when it comes to how he runs the team.
It's certainly possible, and that's probably a fair analysis. I also think they had a long flight back.
Yeah.
It's very possible he talked with players, captains, leaders, assistant coaches, anybody, ownership, PR directors. I mean, there's a lot of people that were on that plane that may have shared some time with him course of the flight from England back here. And I just wonder if a captain or a Matthew Slater, coach, that felt like a cheap shot. Felt like you kind of took a cheap shot at your team. I wonder if anybody imparted that on, because he was, now, you're right, he was very adamant this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think being adamant probably lends you to your theory, because I think you're most adamant when you actually believe it.
Right.
When you really are apologizing in a way for yourself. Like, you feel bad. If somebody tells you to, you might say it once to get it out of the way. Say,
yeah.
Oh, I did it. You happy now? I told them it was this. Mm-hmm. They're playing soft. So
he said it like five times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Intentionally kept returning to it a number of times. So maybe that's it. But I also don't love that just in general.
Playing soft.
Playing soft.
Yeah, I should have said. And then look, let me just go ahead and correct that. We're playing soft. So.
Yeah, I mean, you are. It's true, but you're also a soft team.
But I also, like, just this whole, the backtracking.
Yeah.
Off of messages and, oh, we want people to have a voice, and then we like to keep things in-house.
Yeah.
I thought you wanted a voice.
Like, just burning cash and in-house and all that stuff all over again. Every single thing he says, he has to come back and walk back.
Right.
All the time. And it's not like he says anything that controversial. It's small things.
And
calling the team soft is not a controversial statement after that game.
And you've been doing press conferences.
Yep,
absolutely.
Yep.
Beep, beep, beep. But you've been doing it for 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of gave him a pass. He got caught up in the radio for the burn cash. He was having fun. It was his first time on.
Yep.
You know, you're being loosey-goosey. But you've been doing these, and last night was a post-game press conference. You even have a little short cool-down period.
Yeah.
You can talk to somebody. They can give you talking points if you want them. You can use your own talking points. I've grown frustrated with the beep, beep, beep backing up, because sooner or later, doesn't he say he doesn't want people to be error repeaters?
Yes.
He's a bit of an error repeater.
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to that, and again, I mean, what he says after the game is not really that important when it comes to the fate of this team and how they play on the field. But
true.
It's something that keeps happening.
But he's talking to his team.
Going on and on. He's talking
to his
team.
He tells us all the time he's talking to his team. So they're getting mixed messages.
Exactly.
Because
right.
I'm getting mixed messages.
Yeah.
And when you talk to me, you're talking to your team. They're getting mixed messages. They don't know whether you're calling them soft and it's a inherent issue with them. They played soft 1 week. Let's just throw it out and we won't have to worry about it moving forward. Is it who we are? Like, if I'm getting mixed messages, he is giving mixed messages to his team.
Yep, 100%. 617-779-7937. Quick break. We'll get to your phone calls, and we'll talk with Drake May and Jonathan Jones next.